Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, 5 months in, and it looks like betting against the U.S. dollar has served the stock market well as far as 2016 goes. The Money Beat podcast gets to the bottom of why. Coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Money Beat.
You know, I have to say, Ira kept us waiting today because he's a little bit late. So
fire safety training.
Fire safety training, but you're a little late.
Very
Ira.
Important. You'll Ira thank me for it one day.
Ira Yosabashvili.
I'm going to be following Ira out of the building.
Ira and Chelsea Delaney are here today with us. They wrote the Abreast of the Market column.
I tried that hard, Paul.
I literally had to look down and make sure. Because, look, we have Abreast of the Market, heard on the tape, ahead of the tape. We
heard
have all
on
these
the,
different,
heard
you know,
on the street.
Heard on the street.
Ahead of the tape.
They get me mixed up. So, Abreast of the Market, Ira Yosabashvili and Chelsea Delaney wrote it. They are in the studio with us today to talk about it. And basically, the topic, folks, is the dollar and what the dollar is doing to the markets, how it's sort of a fulcrum for the capital markets, really, right?
And risk.
And risk. The dollar and risk. A seesaw.
Yes. So,
yes. Somebody jump in, please.
So one of the points of the story was that Morgan Stanley found some data, or they ran some data, and it showed that, you know, the inverse relationship between the dollar strength and appetite for risk was at like a 20-year high. So basically, it was just showing that, you know, the dollar has weakened a lot this year. Mm-hmm. You know, the first quarter was the worst 3 months for the dollar in like 3 months. And that sort of set up the riskier assets like emerging markets and some commodities to sort of stage a comeback.
Yeah. Did this kind of sneak up on people at some point? Did they just not notice the dollar was slowly losing steam?
Or
has this been well telegraphed?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people in regards to the markets are having the exact opposite kind of year that they expected or planned for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you walked into 2016, I mean, I think everyone essentially expected the dollar to get stronger and, the euro and the yen to weaken again.
Yeah, people had expected, you know, the Fed to continue to raise rates. I mean, people were expecting four rate increases. And then, you know, starting February, March, Janet Yellen signaled a much more cautious tone on that, and that's thrown a lot of people, especially in the currency market, off because they didn't expect it. And even after the Fed, you know, started signaling that it wasn't going to be raising rates as fast as people thought, they've still been thrown off. Pretty much every time Yellen talks, people are like, oh,
right,
she's a lot more dovish than we thought.
But one of the interesting things, though, is, like, yes, the Fed's not raising rates, but on the same token, you still have Japan and Europe playing with negative rates. Why is the sort of market still, you know, seeing the dollar strengthen against those currencies?
Weaken, right?
Or weaken, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think a lot of it was that expectations for the Fed to raise rates had just risen, had driven the dollar so high. So a lot of it has just been pulling back that rally that had been driving the dollar. So I think that explains a little bit of like why the euro and the yen are still higher.
Yeah. You know, I know that the capital markets are all interrelated in a way. I know we have different markets, different traders, but they're all kind of interrelated. But I know in the stock market, excuse me, folks, not that we're stock traders, we report on the markets, but even us, our focus tends to become very narrow and we just think stocks. But it's not really like that. I mean, every asset has some relation to the others. But the dollar, is the dollar first among equals? I mean, we talk about the stock market all the time, but the Forex market is massive.
Well, the dollar really, you know, at least in this year, has been the thing that is allowing many of these rallies to happen. So when the dollar gets cheaper, it's good for oil and other commodities because they're priced in U.S. dollars and it's easier for foreign investors to buy them. It's good for emerging markets because a lot of these countries have debt denominated in dollars. So when the dollar gets cheaper, it becomes easier for them to service that debt and so on. But the big fear is, I think, you know, as a stock market guy, you'll probably know this saying. I think Warren Buffett said that when the tide comes, when the tide goes out, you see who's been swimming naked, right?
Right.
And the big fear is that a lot of these rallies are not built on solid fundamentals. A lot of these emerging markets, you know, right now we're seeing Brazil and Turkey, how vulnerable they are to political risk. Mm-hmm. Why is oil at $45?
That's a great
point. Right.
You know, they haven't been able to reach an agreement on Doha, and people just blow it off. And oil is at $45, $46. People don't see a fundamental reason for that. So one of the ways that that could all reverse is if the dollar decides to strengthen and people decide they don't want to be in those markets anymore with a strengthening dollar.
I mean, you know, this is back to what Chelsea was saying. This really does seem like a story about, in some ways, the Fed. And we're at a sort of very interesting moment right now where the Fed is, you know, got rid of that language in its statement earlier in the year. And we're getting closer and closer to probably another rate increase. How much is that concerning to people in the Forex market who are, you know, sort of, you know, or anyone betting on this, on these rallies to sort of continue?
It's concerning. Some people are arguing that it should be more concerning than it is, because people have reduced their rate increase expectations very radically. And there is a majority, a minority of people that are saying, you know, I don't think this is what exactly the Fed meant when they said we'll be more cautious.
Yeah. Now, I mean, a lot of Fed speakers, in fact, I mean, you know, the head of the Boston Fed was out saying, like, the market continually underestimates our, you know, sort of willingness to act as soon as June.
Right, Eric?
Yeah. I think a lot of investors are saying, we're not going to believe anybody but Yellen. Like, they want to hear it from Yellen. Right. And I think that's a big reason why you get all these Fed speakers saying, you know, a June hike is on the table and the market's not moving. I think they're not going to, you know, really believe it until Yellen says it herself.
Thanks, both you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcast.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.